Dozens of protesters gathered at Honolulu Hale to oppose two bills that would have significantly limited short-term rentals across Oahu. A vote would have marked the culmination of a process that began almost a year ago. The problem facing lawmakers was a stark one: how to balance the often competing interests of business, property owners, affordable housing advocates, and neighborhood residents. Kailua resident Scott Braswell summed up the issue facing lawmakers.
Properties being bought up at inflated prices by off-island investors, inadequate supply of long-term rentals, changing culture of our neighborhoods, noise, and parking issues.
Of the two bills being considered, one would allow a limited number of short-term rentals in neighborhoods, around 1,700 island-wide. The other would ban them anywhere outside of resort areas like Waikiki. Former Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie urged council members to support the stricter measure.
There are law firms in this city, in this state, right now, that are going to probably be put on retainer. They are going to be able to massacre any individual that tries to raise any issue of violation. We are on the edge of an explosion of illegal rentals that are going to take place if we allow this to go forward.
Property owners and managers lined up to oppose the bills. Many predicted an economic calamity if temporary vacation units are restricted. Terry Lodge owns a small cleaning business that primarily services vacation rentals.
I go under. That's it. I go under, and so do most of the other small businesses that are here and not here. We all go under. Whether it's appreciated or not, everybody has benefited from TVUs. Admit it. Whether you want to admit it, whether you like it or not, everybody has benefited in one way or the other.
Expedia Group, which owns the booking platforms VRBO and HomeAway, estimates the restrictions on short-term rentals will threaten 7,000 jobs and $1.2 billion in economic activity on Oahu. After more than 6 hours of often angry and confused public testimony, council members retreated behind closed doors to confer with city attorneys. Around 8 p.m., they emerged to announce that both bills would be sent back to committee for revisions. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.